This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Lay it on me. Let me know. I want to hear it. 800-228-0550, the toll-free telephone number. Local call is 258-0550. Emails welcome, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Shoot us a text, 701-367-2054. Todd's text is 701-226-8503, 701-226-8503. We're waiting on the world to change, and we're waiting on the swamp to drain. And the swamp likes a fight. The swamp doesn't go easy. The swamp is about as hypocritical as you can get. The swamp will confuse the daylights out of you. Just a few days ago, Hillary Clinton, in an interview, which we played parts of because it was a little contradictory, she was saying that she took full responsibility for her loss. Remember that? And then she went on to say this letter from James Comey hadn't come, and you know, and then a whole laundry list of things. We're like, well, which is it here, for crying out loud? You say you took personal responsibility, but you're blaming all these other things on the reason you lost. James Comey, the FBI director, and his role in the Clinton email investigation led for him to be called, everything in the book. I mean, Chuck Schumer, the Democratic leader, we'll start with him, said he'd lost confidence in them, and I thought Mitch McConnell summed it up pretty well. He was on the Senate floor just a couple of minutes ago. Let's see if I can pick that up here for you. Listen to Mitch McConnell. He's got this about right, okay?
A lot of them wanted to fire James Comey until the president actually did it.
I love that line.
Democratic leader just a few weeks ago praised Mr. Rosenstein for his independence and said he had developed a reputation for integrity.
Okay, by the way, that is the deputy FBI director that he's talking about, okay? The Democrats, just a few days ago, praised him for his integrity, liked him. He's put in there as the number two at the Justice Department, Deputy Attorney General. His first job was to assess whether or not Comey was doing his job. Still had the ability to do it, given all these scandals that he's been a part of and decisions that he's made. And he writes a letter, does the investigation, writes a letter to the Attorney General saying, I think this guy ought to go. And here's my reasons why. Attorney General sends that letter to the president. The president says, all right, I got two guys here, and the attorney general, a former judge in Sessions, I've got the deputy who's done this investigation, says he ought to go. Guy serves at the pleasure of me, myself, and I. I'm the one that get to decide. They're giving me this recommendation. Let's do it. Folks, it's almost to the point you have to absolutely just ignore what's being said in the media. It really is, because it's all a game. Look, when Chuck Schumer a few months ago says, don't like the guy, he ought to go, all these Democrats say he ought to go and now say he ought to stay, it's ridiculous. And that's what Mitch McConnell is saying here. I'll let him finish it.
Colleagues complaining about the removal of an FBI director whom they themselves repeatedly and sharply criticized, that removal being done by a man, Rod Rosenstein, whom they repeatedly and effusively praised.
Exactly. Now, if you're going to write any news story about the removal of the FBI director, that ought to be your narrative. Not how Trump wrote the letter, not why it happened, when it happened, and all this garbage. It belongs in the National Enquirer. You ought to say, well, wait a minute here. A bunch of people wanted him fired. Until he was. Then they didn't want him fired. The point is, they don't have any credibility. If you're listening to someone who says, this is awful, this is terrible, this is a constitutional crisis, this is Nixonian, who 6 months ago wanted you to do what you did, they're no longer credible. Everything that's happened with the Trump administration, even before they were the Trump administration, on the Richter scale of the swamp, the, you know, cocktail party crowd in Washington, D.C., it's an 11, right? On a scale of 1 to 10, everything's an 11. Guess what? When everything's 11, nothing's an 11. When everything's an 11, nothing's an 11. And that's where we found ourselves at. Media's panicking over this. The Democrats are trying to exploit it for political gain. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Here's another thing that nobody seems to want to put in any media report. The president has every right to do this. The president can fire anybody he wants. If you work for the president, FBI director serves at the pleasure of the president. He decides you're not doing it. He can do it. There's much ado about nothing. I'm just amazed because they'll stop at nothing. But this is a good one to illustrate just how stupid things have gotten. It really is. I mean, I would imagine some people in our audience have Democratic friends that hate Trump, okay? There's a lot of that Trump derangement syndrome going around. They probably at one point were lamenting James Comey, right? I mean, the Hillary email investigation, how terrible and awful he is, and he's all, so, and even if they were not, they certainly support people who were. So a good one to say, well, you got a problem with Comey going, but you didn't, you wanted him gone a few months ago. I'm confused. And the guy that said he should go, your guys all said is great. And the reason it happened now is because this guy just got on the job. Part of the game the swamp's playing to delay all kinds of nominees for the Trump administration to make their job tougher. Isn't that interesting? It's pretty crazy. I don't know the best approach. Part of me wants to just say, you know what? I'm not going to watch the TikTok of this. I'm not. It's such a disgrace. The media is so biased and bent and corrupt and fake. It's unbelievable. The Democrats are done. They're toast. They're grasping. They're laughable. They could put nothing forward here. It's ridiculous. Really bad. Trump, give him some time. We'll find out. We'll judge him based on the results. Watch his legislation with the House and the Senate. Let it get signed into law, implemented, and let's see how it is. Sort of where I'm coming down. Want your take on this or anything else today on the program. Congressman Kevin Cramer is going to join us next hour for the Talk Radio Town. Also, we'll get his take and also talk about some other things in the news, including the continuation of our discussion on the implementation of, I guess, the not the implementation yet, but rather the repeal and replacement of Obamacare and now the effort to have that proceed in the Senate and all the different things that are going to happen there. He has another set of town hall meetings in Mandan and also in Bismarck. Tomorrow we'll give you details of that where you can actually go in person and take part in that. All right, what else can we tell you about? It's kind of the big news. It really is the big news. Am I missing anything else you think ought to be there? I have some big news in our house today. The Hannon House has some big news.
I was waiting for this one to come out.
Were you?
Yes.
You'd keep me on track, wouldn't you, Todd?
I would.
You wouldn't let me fail to mention that today, my wife and our daughter, Hannah, both have birthdays. I think that's the coolest thing ever. A mom shares a birthday with a daughter? Think of it.
And that means Dad better be doing something special then.
What are the chances of that, right? My pretty special today, I hope it was anyway, all cooked up by Hannah's sister, Haley, who's 13. Hannah today is 18, by the way, finishing her final days of her senior year. And Mom is 50. But the thing is, they both look 18, Todd. So I can't really tell them apart even. You got Hannah, Haley, Hannah, Maria. One's 50, one's 18. Anyway, we did breakfast. We made them a little breakfast this morning. You know. Haley's idea. She said, let's do some waffles. We'll do some fruit on that and some whipped cream. Dad, you can do some sausages. And so we had waffles. We had sausages. We had, she made a really cool little Cracker Barrel kind of thing, Todd. You know where you have, I forget what you call it, but the toast where you cut out the middle and you put the little round egg thing there in the middle. What do you call that again? Forget the fancy schmancy name for that. I just call it, you know, an egg in the middle of a piece of toast. But there is a fancier name for it. I forget what it is. Anyway,
don't get confused with all these technical terms. Just, you know.
Happy birthday to my amazing wife, Maria, and beautiful daughter, Hannah. Oh, I love the birthdays. Big, big, big. I mean, we have our anniversaries tomorrow. How about that? We have another birthday, Haley's birthday at the end of the month, and, of course, Mother's Day, and just a lot going on. So I love May. Love May. More coming up.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Oil Company Foreman, listen up. I have an introduction for you that will save you time, money, and lots of hassles. Eric from Delta Constructors is here to give you his telephone number and bring you turnkey solutions beginning to end. Eric, what's that number?
406-250-8151. Or you can call us at our Grassy Deer office, 701-863-7156. One call does it all.
We're online at deltaconstructors.net. Deltaconstructors.net. One call does it all to Delta.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Matt Gass of Valley City. The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds soybean farmers to use soy biodiesel to pump up your bottom line. Biodiesel is a clean-burning, renewable fuel produced from domestic resources like soybeans. It can be used as a pure fuel or blended with petroleum at any percentage. Biodiesel can offer a number of performance benefits for your diesel engine, including improved fuel lubricity, prevention of premature wear and tear, protection against fuel injector and injection pump failure, less equipment downtime, lower maintenance costs, and it can be used year-round in all weather conditions. Most importantly, biodiesel increases the value of soybeans by 63 cents per bushel. Farmers are encouraged to ask for and use soy biodiesel in diesel equipment. They're your soybeans. Put them to work for you. For more information about biodiesel, visit biodiesel.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Ever had a cookie at Petro Serve USA? A little hankering for a good cookie. These are really good cookies. One warning I will give you that if you start, you won't be able to stop. You make a regular thing out of stopping at a Petro Serve USA location near you. Valley Dairy Store is now part of that family, too, up in Grand Forks. They're all locally owned, too. That's what I love about them. And that 4-for-4 special, you get hot stuff, personal pan pizza, two of the cookies, 20-ounce drink. Four items for $4 all day, every day. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Fuel better. That's right. Okay, somebody said it's an egg in the hole. Who was that? Bob in West Hope. Bob in West Hope has never been wrong, Todd. He's the harmonica guy. Has Bob ever been wrong? Every bit of it.
Only once. Only once he won a laptop computer from Phil Parker and then didn't open the box for like 7 months and finally re-gifted it. Other than that, though, yeah, I mean, he's got a lot of good advice.
He says egg in the hole. Somebody else says chicken in a basket. We were wondering the correct term. Those are not the terms I remember for the egg cut perfectly in a circle in the middle of a piece of toast. I don't. Anybody been to Cracker Barrel lately? They have it there. What do they call it? They have a name for it there too. I can't remember what the name is. Jim in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, I heard on your earlier show. I heard them read the comments from Senator Eichkamp lamenting about the bipartisanship, and I go, what world do these people live in? What planet are they on? They've done nothing but try to block Trump and every thing. They all wanted this man fired. They do this. Now when he does it, they start talking about partisanship. I just can't believe these people. I mean, how disgusting. How absolutely disgusting.
Here is what she said for everybody's benefit, and you can parse this however you'd like. This is Senator Heidi Heitkamp. The president firing Director Comey raises far more questions than it answers. I don't know how many more questions it raises for you. Senator Heitkamp, you're a lawyer. You're a smart lady. You're a professional politician and one of the best. That's not an attribute I consider your greatest trait, but you are a lawyer. And as a lawyer, you would know the president. Look at the org chart. Pull it out of your desk. You see president? And go check whether or not the FBI director can be fired. This shouldn't be hard for you. I'll stop responding now. She continues, we must make sure the FBI can do its job to effectively and independently protect our national security. I can't resist. I have to respond again. The deputy attorney general, who was just voted on and approved and lavished with praise by folks on the left for being fair and everything else, he's the guy who decided he ought to go. So you just put a guy in the job who you said you like and is fair, and he's the one recommending this to the president. What part of that don't you understand? I continue. She says, and it's critical that the American people know the FBI's investigation into Russian interference in our election is and always will be impartial. What the heck does that have to do with anything? You guys and your Russian obsession is just stupid. Here, for one, the FBI director doesn't do the investigation. So if the FBI director is gone and a new guy is in there, and you got some folks over at the attorney general's office like the deputy that you like, there's plenty of people to watch that, not to mention the attorney general said, hey, if there's any Russian investigation, I'll recuse myself. So you're going to have the deputy guy who you love in charge. So you're asking for something that's a duh. Duh. It'll be impartial. And it's not done by the FBI director anyway. Here they go. Here's her gift to Chuckie Schumer. And all of the crazy liberals that she claims to want some distance from, this proves that Senator Heitkamp is right in the camp of Chuck Schumer and the liberals. Are you ready? Here it is. Quote, it's time a special prosecutor is appointed to guarantee that happens. There we go. See, that's what they're looking for. They want this to drag out forever. They want a fishing expedition. They want Russia, 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 election, 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 election. This is their game. This is what they do. Folks, you just got to be able to spot this stuff a mile away. This is pure, 100% rank partisan politics. She, Senator Heidi Heitkamp, does it as good as anybody in the U.S. Senate. When she comes back and talks to editorial boards here, it's all shucks. Oh, hi, how you doing? Oh, good to see you. How's everybody? Yeah, so nice. Yeah, fine. It's all happy talk. Nobody's able to impartially go through this stuff. They've gotten by with it forever. It's ridiculous. She continues, additionally, after the U.S. Attorney General recused himself, glad you remember that, from the investigation following public pressure, he then recommended the president fire the person overseeing the same investigation. That is deeply troubling and unprecedented. Extreme partisanship is one of the greatest dangers our country faces. Well, on this we agree, Senator Heitkamp. Extreme partisanship is definitely one of the greatest dangers our country faces. And you and your colleagues have not been able to find one thing about Donald J. Trump that you think is, worthy of him being elected by more Americans than voted for your candidate, okay? More states said Donald Trump ought to be president than Hillary Clinton. So it says to me, extreme partisanship ought to be put on you guys, who every time anything happens, anytime anything happens, you call it a crisis. It's absolutely ridiculous. She finishes by saying, we cannot let this investigation succumb to partisan division or Russian attempts to take advantage of us. This is almost laughable, folks. I don't find anything credible in anything she says there. That is 100% hack partisanship is what that is. Am I wrong, Jim?
That's exactly what it is. I say, and all I want to do is, I want the Democrats or the people that claim Russian interference to produce one person who voted for Donald Trump because of Russian influence. Produce one, and then I'll say you're right. Just one. That's all. Out of 75 million, just produce one. That's all you need. That's pretty good odds.
You know, I would also say this. Politically speaking, it would be smart for the Trump folks to keep their head down and not to put it on the chopping block for super partisans like Heidi Heitkamp, Chuck Schumer, Hillary Clinton, you know, that whole crowd, to play this game. Play the Russia game. Play all everything she says right there, everything she says in that statement doesn't help North Dakota one lick. There's nothing in there that helps North Dakota. Nothing at all. No. In fact, she just puts herself in Chuck Schumer's camp, who's not going to get listened to.
Absolutely.
Ridiculous. What did you say, sir?
Nauseating. But see, there's no anybody knows that President Trump knows that the investigation into this Russian stuff will not end with the firing of this. I mean, he's not stupid.
Well, what I was going to say is that I think that politically speaking, you know, maybe, okay, let's, you know, we want to fire the guy, but let's just wait a little while here, right? Let's just let this thing settle.
Yeah.
What he's doing is saying, I don't care about the politics. Senator Heitkamp and Senator Schumer are living off the politics. It's all they have. Okay? This get Russia out there, call Trump partisan. They're trying to do everything they can to defang the Trump administration with their coordinated, you're talking about collusion. They're coordinated, ridiculous, over-the-top statements. Now, meanwhile, Trump gets pulled into that. Why? Because he's doing what he is supposed to do. He's leading. He's not saying, well, you know, if I fire Comey, despite the fact my attorney general said to do it and my deputy attorney general, who just got approved by the Senate, said to do it, you know, I'm going to get a lot of politics here. I'm going to get a lot of he didn't care. He's saying, they told me to do it. I'm going to do it. It's the right thing. I want the FBI to have a better reputation. Let's go on and get some work done. I mean, the guy is leading. He is absolutely leading. And all they're doing is stirring up breathless controversies. It's really ridiculous. Jim, thank you for the call. Others welcome at 800-228-0550. That statement really frosts me, in case you can't tell.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to another episode of the Radio History of the Dakota Access Pipeline. This week's guest is Senator John Hoeven of North Dakota. We asked Senator Hoeven how the protesters and eco-terrorists were successful in getting their message out during the Dakota Access Pipeline protest.
That it was a very well-funded enterprise. You had something like 31 different environmental groups that were providing substantial funding for this protest. And the irony is that we see a lot of very affluent people, oftentimes from the coast, maybe from New York, from California, also a lot of movie actors that are high profile, and they get involved in these issues, and they have, in essence, a cause, they have a lot of money, they have a platform, but they don't really delve into the underlying factual basis of what's going on.
That's Senator John Hoeven for his take on the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. And another episode of the Radio History of the Dakota Access Pipeline is complete. Keep listening for more episodes right here.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Getting enough love at home. You seem so angry today. You need to calm down. You're going to have a stroke. There's one constant in all these White House groups, Obama and Trump, Bush, I don't care. It's the people at Goldman Sachs. You get it? Thanks.
I appreciate the call. Thank you very much. I am not worried about having a stroke. I'm giving my opinion. And,
are you getting enough love at home, I think, is the question, though.
Oh, yes, I'm getting plenty of love at
home. You are?
Yes.
Okay.
I feel love, Todd, most especially at work here, right here with you and Manny. And lots of love in the room. A lot of love in the audience. You know, where else can you ask people what a sandwich is called and they continue to give you fine suggestions? I have another one here. Egg in frame. Was not what I was thinking of, but what do you call a fried egg in the middle of a piece of toast? This is what we've been talking about. Texter says Comey should have been fired in July when he played jury and judge with his ruling on no intent. Comey had to go, says another. If Hillary is not prosecuted, why should I or anybody be prosecuted? He seems so arrogant, loves attention. Maybe the Russians told the president to do it. Ha ha. This is what's amazing to me. You know, it wasn't Donald Trump saying, you know, like woke up in the middle of the night, I'm going to fire the guy. He gets a report from his attorney general who says, here's what our deputy attorney general, newly appointed by and confirmed by the United States Senate, shall reprise. But as soon as you start trying to figure this stuff out, folks, and you go, what if that happened? What? You've lost. Don't try and figure it out. There's nothing to figure out. It's like Senator Heitkamp. It's just partisanship is all it is. It's a game they're out to play. Another emailer says, being extreme partisan isn't a big danger to our country. Being an extreme leftist is, and that's exactly what Senator Heitkamp is. Well, if you're an extreme leftist, you're going to be extremely partisan right now towards Donald Trump. That's what they do. Andy sends us a note with the Cracker Barrel menu, Todd. Remember I was asking, you know, what do they call it? Eggs in the basket. So I guess that's what I was thinking of. Eggs in the basket.
Hmm.
I've also heard it called something else. Two slices of our sourdough bread, each grilled with an egg in the middle, and your choice of hash brown casserole or fried apples. What do you have?
If only they delivered.
Hash brown casserole or fried apples. What do you usually go with?
I would usually go with the hash brown casserole, although I guess either one would be perfectly fine. And the fried apples probably, you know, it's fruit, so it might be better for you.
Plus thick sliced bacon or sausage. I usually go with the bacon, but I don't. Yeah, both. one of each.
A tough decision.
They must serve that Chinese bacon over there, though. It doesn't taste like clover now. It's not Mandan made. If it's not Mandan made, run. Go to a different store. Go to a different store. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying. Yeah, exactly right. I'm just trying to get through the rest of the text here. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. Toast with a hole in the middle that you fried again is a toad in the hole.
Yeah, I haven't heard that one.
No.
Being my name is Todd, I thought I heard every toad reference out there. Here's another one.
Yeah, that's called the eggy in a basket. But a better one is you take a pound of ground beef, you bake it into a donut, you put two eggs in the middle of that. That's a manwich.
Manwich! Yeah, there, now we're talking my language. A manwich. I like it. Hey, friends, it's time for Wednesday Wheels, brought to you by our friends at Pucklet Chevrolet Buick GMC. Beautiful location in Valley City. Have you been there lately? Wow. It's been a nice new store. And you got a chance on our Wednesday Wheels episode to take a little spin in one of the sharpest set of wheels on the Northern Plains. They're in Bismarck. They're in Valley City. And this week, get a load of this. I think every vehicle has sold within an hour of us announcing it on the show because they really give us good deals. Here's a 2014 Buick Enclave. Todd knows a little something about those. This one was traded in just a few days ago. 41,000 miles. Think of that. You know, 3 years old and only 41,000 miles. Oh,
that's and those Enclaves are about the quietest vehicle out there.
So this one's diamond white in color, front wheel drive. Yesterday they had it on the lot for $28,900. Today only, just for you, our fine listeners, $27,218. Incredible. And again, they get the local trades. They know the owners. Great vehicles, great deals, and low mileage. Oh, man. Check it out for yourself right now at PucklitchValleyCity.com. You can see it there. Big selection of mint condition one-owner vehicles. Means you save a ton. Most of the time, again, they know who owned it, who bought it new, so they know the story behind the vehicle. 2014 Buick Enclave SUV, 41,000 miles, leather heated seats, diamond white color. That's a popular one. You tell them Scott sent you. They're going to give it to you for $27,218 today. Worth the drive to see the huge selection at Pucklet Chevrolet Buick GMC, where they say, you drive, we'll ride with you. 721 West Main and Valley City, or online at Pucklets.com. Pucklets, North Dakota's home for Chevy. Mary in Jamestown is next up on What's On Your Mind, 258-0550. Give us a call. What's on your mind, Mary?
Hey, I just have a whole big list of your egg in a hole, if you want to hear them.
Okay.
We've got the toad in the hole, like you said. Yeah. One-eyed Jack.
And had not heard that one.
Yep. Gas house egg.
Wow.
A hole in one. Yeah, gas house egg. I don't know where they got that from. A hole in one, split in the ocean, or Rocky Mountain toast.
Wow.
All kind of interesting names for that one, yeah.
Yeah, I know now why I can't remember the name I first heard, because there's so many. I probably heard a dozen, so.
And my dad's from England. He always says toad in a hole.
Oh, they're so good, though. They really, they're great.
They are.
Yeah. And I'm like, Haley, how do you make the circle? Okay. So this is my 13-year-old daughter this morning. We're making breakfast at 6 in the morning. And she found, salt and pepper jar that was in the cupboard that we were not using. Had been, like, put in the dishwasher and just up there because we switched to a different one. And, she used that circle. I'm like, what in the world?
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah, it was, and it worked out great. So, anyways, kind of fun. We did a little waffles, a little fruit, and I was in charge of the sausage and cleaning up, so I couldn't screw that up too bad. So, we pulled it off. The best part was...
Don't you love me? Tons of birthdays, huh?
Three birthdays in our house. Just incredible.
That's like our house. We have two birthdays this week, both kids. Happy birthday, yeah. Madeline and Ryan.
Yeah, I'm glad you got that in. How old are Madeline and Ryan?
Madeline turned 9 yesterday, and my son Ryan will be 18 on Saturday.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, Mary, thank you for calling, and please call again and solve any other big puzzles we have here on the program. You've been a big help, okay?
Thanks. We love your show.
Thanks so much. Take care. Appreciate that. This is a text from Bren, B-R-E-N. Bren says, thank you again for all you do to bring some common sense to this region, especially on the Minnesota side. Thank goodness Governor Dayton is seeing the light with Obamacare. I've written to Amy Klobuchar and Al Franken, and they both are under the assumption that it is working well. Incidentally, that doesn't make it into a lot of the news stories, right? The House of Representatives passes a plan to repeal and replace Obamacare. One-fifth of the way there now. It's got to go to the Senate, and they'll be adding some other things on. The president's going to sign. They've got work to do, no doubt about it. Final version comes back to each House. But Mark Dayton, the very liberal governor of Minnesota, said it's the Affordable Care Act's no longer affordable. You know, so that reminds me of the James Comey thing. Oh, fire that guy. He's awful. He's horrible. Can't believe what he's doing to Hillary. Oh, he cost us the election. Fire the guy, Trump. You're fired. Oh, Trump, what are you doing? You can't fire the guy. You're trying to hide from the Russia investigation. These people. There's no logic there. And rarely is this pointed out in any of the media on this. It's ridiculous. Back to Bren, sorry. I have written to Amy Klobuchar and Al Franken, and they both are under the assumption that it's working well. Well, when you live in a fantasy land, i.e. Al Franken, Saturday Night Live, Amy Klobuchar, obviously in the public sector her entire career, just it's what you do. You don't have the real-world assumption. You think things like this are working well. Bren goes on to say, don't all liberals live in their own alternate universe and make up the rules as they go along, only when it benefits their agenda? Well, of course. That is all they have left. They spend all their time running defense. They are ridiculous. Thanks again, says Bren. Thank you, Bren. Appreciate the input and the commentary. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. I have some other comments here related to James Comey on both sides of this. Sherry says, only one time previously has an FBI director been fired. The fact that the president can do this does not make him immune from political fallout or questions as to his motivation. See Richard Nixon. Don't they love that? They love yelling Watergate anytime anything happens. Or Vietnam, if you're talking about military action. It's just part of their playbook. Chris responds to that with snowflakes. There's a lot of them out there. Pauline says, apparently you don't recall. None other than the left's favorite Bill Clinton fired an FBI director. Yeah. How about that? Pesky little detail. Julie says he fired him, meaning Trump. He fired him because he was an idiot. That's kind of that North Dakota, cut to the chase comment there, right, Don? Fired him because he was an idiot. Yeah. All right. What did you
pretty much says it, right? I mean, if you need idiot explained to you, then you might be one.
Laying it right on the line. Stewart says, you Democrats wanted him fired months ago. Now that he's fired, you're complaining about it? Trump knew all along that he was going to be investigated by the FBI. If he wanted his guy or gal, he would have replaced them a long time ago. He has almost zero support from either side of the aisle, meaning Comey. He had to go. Darlene says, I'm not complaining. I wouldn't miss anyone there if all of D.C. sunk into the ocean. You know, the whole drain the swamp thing that Trump used as a mantra, this is it. When I explained about Senator Heitkamp and, her statement that is right out of Chuckie Schumer's playbook and all the uber liberals, this is, you got to do that. That's the game, the play. That's the swamp. That's how the swamp works. So easier to take if you just know what it is.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement each year? Have you been struggling with water seeping in, but you've been putting off the inevitable? At Precision Concrete Cutters, we have a solution for every basement problem. From wall bracing to water seepage to complete foundation replacement, your home is your greatest asset. So let Precision Concrete Cutters help you preserve and protect it. For a free estimate and to learn more, go to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com.
One of the greatest memories I have of my grandfather, Adam, is leaning over a pool table and having a blast. That's what we did on holidays. And the greatest gift ever was that pool table. Olhausen is the name in pool tables, and Vince is here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Why is Olhausen the best?
Well, it's made in the United States, 100%, in Portland, Tennessee. Every table goes in a tree and comes out a unique piece of furniture designed for you and your family.
I love that Carson Wentz has one with a bison logo on it.
Yeah, we can do it right on the table itself, on the felt. We can totally have Olhausen and customize any pool table, and that's why Olhausen's the best. Also, we talk about AccuFast cushion. The rails will never go dead. It's a one-of-a-kind lifetime warranty on best playing, best build, only in America pool table. It's Olhausen or nothing.
And for a limited time, receive no interest, no payments for a year. Play now, pay later. Bubble hockey, air hockey, darts, foosball, pool tables at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Minot. Just a matter of days, ladies and gentlemen, before the one and only Chubby Checker is in Minot. I'm not making this up. I'm not kidding you.
It's pony time! Get up!
Thank you.
Arena in Minot, Mesa Pepsi Arena, Friday and Saturday. Music stars, classic cars, Chubby Checker, Johnny Tillotson, Freddie Boom Boom Cannon. You got Herman's Hermits, you got Brian Hyland, you got Joey D. It's going to be incredible. 12th and 13th, some great entertainment. Check it all out at visitminot.org and get your tickets before they're all gone, because they will be. $40 at the door, $30 in the $35 in advance, $65 for both nights. Need more information, call them at 701-857-8225. See you in Minot this weekend. Should be fun. Should be a blast. We have to do the caller of the day from yesterday, too, Todd, because, you know, we have a caller every day that gets a little extra love on the program for being our What's on Your Mind Delta Constructors One Call Does It All call of the day. And if you call Eric and the team at Delta Constructors, if you're in the oil business, if you are a foreman out on the job, and you want to rely on a partner on site, on the job, that can do it all, turnkey everything. The well site becomes turnkey when you call Delta Constructors at 406-250-8151, online at deltaconstructors.net. Simple as that. Here's the Delta Constructors One Call Does It All call of the day from yesterday. Joe in Williams County is going to tell us a little bit about his buying decisions today on What's on Your Mind. What do you buy, Joe?
There's a couple of factors to take into consideration. One is how much you have in your account. You know, I mean, are you penny pinching or are you trying to buy the best product? For me, most of the time, if it's a big item purchase, I go for the best product and I don't really care where I get it. But for convenience, I go to Walmart and I don't really feel good about it.
It was kind of funny. I go to Walmart, but I don't really feel good about it. We had a great discussion yesterday about, you know, buying local and where you buy and how do you make those decisions. And it was fascinating. It really was. So I love those calls when we, and decisions when we sort of just go all over the place and have a little fun with, those discussions. So thank you for that very much. Mel in Jamestown, what is on your mind? Your next might be tomorrow's call of the day, Mel. Lay it on us.
Yeah, well, I may not be the sharpest nail in the box, but I'm listening to these hearings, and I keep waiting for one question. All this concern about the Russians hacking, the DNC, and the Russians hacking this, and the Russians hacking that, the one question that needs to be asked is, if they're that concerned about destroying Hillary Clinton, do you think they hacked her own private, unsecured governmental server? I mean, that should be known one way or the other. And if the Russians hacked her server, then she ought to be in jail.
Yeah.
That's it. I mean, that's important. Everything else is just nickel dime. This is all, to me, like a cover up that nobody wants to put her in jail. So this is all a big collusion. What is collusion? I'm trying to figure out what did you do wrong if you colluded? I have no clue. But I know what Hillary did. I also know that Michael Flynn being outed was a felony. These are the only verifiable acts that are felonies, that everybody knows are felonies, and they're ignored. And we're spending 6 months on collusion. What the heck is collusion?
Yeah.
I have no idea. There's no charge. At least with Nixon, you knew that there was a break-in in the Watergate Hotel. It was being investigated. There was something to investigate. Here you have no clues what they're doing. What, do they think that the Trump team made a deal? Give us $100 billion for our campaign and we'll take the sanctions off?
I don't know, but I wouldn't waste a lot of time trying to think about what they believe about the Trump campaign, because I know this. They just hate the Trump campaign. They hate the Trump administration.
Right.
They hate Donald Trump, and they're doing everything in their power to put enough noise out there so that any momentum passing, you know, a repeal and replacement of Obamacare or tax reform or anything else is that much tougher. They're just making everything that much tougher, and that's what the media is doing as well, which is why I support the president punching back against the media when they lie, when they're wrong, when they're not factual. And the same thing with the Democrats, because you need to point out this deceit. That's what it is. Appreciate the call. Texter has a Mother's Day story for us, and we need a winner this hour, don't we? Yeah, we're doing a winner every hour for Village Inn. Free pie on us. Listener says, when I was little, I wanted to give my mom flowers for Mother's Day. I picked flowers out of the backyard that I thought were so pretty, and I gave them to her. She was very excited, happy to receive them, even found a vase to put them in and displayed them on the kitchen table. I later found out the flowers were dandelions. A weed. Once I was older, I bought her a corsage on Mother's Day to wear to church, so much better than weeds. Good story, though. Just like a mom, too. Village Inn Pie on the way for that lucky listener. Thank you very much. More coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Coming May 12th and 13th to Mesa's Pepsi Arena. Music, stars, and classic cars at the Hop. Rock and Roll Festival is happening with Friday night performances by Chubby Checker, Johnny Tillotson,
Earth Angel,
Freddie Boom Boom Cannon. And Saturday performance by Brian Hyland. Joey D and the Starlighters. And Herman's Hermit starring Peter Noon. For ticket information, visit MyNut.org, MinotaurosHockey.com online, or any marketplace location. For all other information, check out Music Stars and Classic Cars on Facebook.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did American men get so soft? Today's average red-blooded American man has less testosterone than his father, and his father has less testosterone than his father. Before we turn into a country of powder puffs, Force Factor is launching the Man Up America event. We want to send every man in America a complimentary bottle of the breakout supplement taking GNC by storm. Test X180 Ignite, loaded with free testosterone-boosting manliness. Get your complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369. During workouts, Test X180 Ignite raises levels of free testosterone in your body to help build lean muscle. Plus, it helps burn fat, fuel sexual desire, and improve performance. Now you can continue to feel like the real men that made this country great. Do yourself a favor. Do America a favor. Text ACTIVE55 to 369-369 for your complimentary bottle. That's a complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369.